The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pensacola State College.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Today is the day that the Foo Foo Festival kicks off here in Pensacola. It's going to be going on today through November 10th. And they're not necessarily, I wouldn't say they're witchy, but they sure are pretty. We've got two beautiful women here representing Pensacola State College. You are participating in the Foo Foo Festival, and I'm thrilled to have my friend Chelsea Weaver, who is here. And Chelsea's title, she is the actual, let's see, what is your title again, Chelsea?
The Gallery Coordinator.
The Gallery Coordinator. And we also have Deborah Hooks here, and she is the CTE director. So hi, welcome, Deborah.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies, we're in the spirit of Halloween, but also Foo Foo Festival kicks off tonight, and you were awarded one of the grants this year for the gallery at Pensacola State College.
Yes, we were very fortunate to have received the grant. We've gotten the grant quite a few years in the past, but this year we're really excited. We're bringing in an immersive exhibition, and I would love to talk more about it, but we're really, really fortunate to have the support of the ACE Board and the Foo Foo Committee in bringing this creative project to fruition.
So this is our tourist development dollars at work. Basically, the process is that the Tourist Development Council and the Arts and Culture Committee, they put together a qualification, an application process. There's the Foo Foo Festival Committee. They decide who will be getting the grants. When the grants are awarded, usually they're unique, specific projects. So
yes,
it's not grant funding that goes to admin or anything like that. It goes directly to a project.
Correct.
So the gallery is located right in the heart of Pensacola State College. And what's the name of the gallery?
Yes, we are the Anna Lamar Switzer Center for Visual Arts. And we actually have two galleries within the space. We have our Switzer Gallery on one wing of the building. And then we also have our Charles W. Lamar Studio on the other end.
Okay, very good. So y'all applied for a project for a grant from the Foo Foo Festival, and you won.
Yes.
You won a grant, so now I want to hear all about it.
Yes. All right. Well, and I'm excited to tell you about it, too. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here to speak more on it. So our exhibition, we just installed the work recently, so it is on display now for viewing, but on Tuesday, November 4th, from 5 to 7:30, will be the opening reception for the event. Both the artists will be present. We'll have refreshments and drinks, and it's free and open to the public.
So that event
anyone
is
can
free?
Attend.
That
yes.
Oh,
yes.
So you get to meet the artists?
Yes.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yes. And there will be actually a very special component that goes with the reception that I'll talk more here in a second, but I'll give you more details on the exhibition itself first. So what our creative project is it's called Wandering Without Purpose, and our two featured...
Oh, that sounds like my life.
Yes. And our two featured artists are Relia Penizik and Victoria Jordanova, and these artists both have very extensive backgrounds in the arts, international careers. They're actually an artist couple, which is fun.
Oh, wow.
But Relia specifically is a visual artist, and Victoria is a musical composer. So you're seeing these two different elements of visual and performing arts mm-hmm. coming together for this exhibition. But in Wandering Without Purpose, it is an immersive exhibition. So here we're seeing in this collaboration, a combination of paintings, videos, music, sound, and space. And it's a really unique experience.
So basically, when you say immersive, what do you mean by that? So it's not like walking through a gallery and you're just looking.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And typically when you go to galleries or performances, theatrical performances, things like that, you're given and presented with this idea. And, you know, the artist typically has an idea for you and a pathway for you to follow and something they're trying to convey. But here it's very much centered around the viewer experience. So the viewer, you know, you bring your own perception of the world with you, and that ultimately kind of plays into how what you resonate with and what you take away from it. So with the combination of paintings, videos, music, sound, you're invited to examine the idea of meaningful discovery through exploration. And you're supposed to ultimately reflect how you in turn see, feel, and interpret the world. It's a very introspective, it's very ambiguous, and it's intended to really encourage this dialogue amongst viewers. So it really allows them to become active participants in their own learning experience. So
that is so interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very cool.
So on the reception evening specifically, there will actually be an opportunity for viewers to add to the sound installation that's going on and engage with the work on another level.
Wow, that's pretty unusual.
Yeah, yeah.
So the artist must be very open to allow someone to have input on their work.
Yes, and both the artists will actually be present on the reception evening to speak more on the work. Relia will actually be doing a artist lecture starting right at 5:30.
Uh-huh.
And but they're both very lovely to work with. It's been a pleasure working with them, and I know they're really excited for this event too. But when you walk in the exhibition space, you'll see there's specifically a mix of landscape paintings and projections that are done by Penizik, and then we see in terms of like the subject matter, it ranges from like iconic Californian roadways to cityscapes, and they all depict these ideas of solitude.
Mm-hmm.
So they're showing moments in time where nothing is happening other than purely existing in a space.
Hmm.
And the paintings, they have really sort of a cinematic quality to them. So they kind of appear as like a continuous narrative throughout the gallery. And then the video projections, they're in turn treated like paintings.
Uh-huh.
So some of the video imagery you'll see, it's almost as if the subjects are suspended in time. There's like a fixed composition to them. So there's no beginning or end. Again, very mysterious.
Mm-hmm. So fluid in a way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And amongst the artworks, we see Jordan Nova's. Her sounds start to be implemented into the different audio tracks of mm-hmm. the projections. So as you walk up to the projections, you know, you hear the soundtrack that goes with it. But within the whole space of the gallery, you're enveloped in these sort of mysterious whispers that kind of come and go.
Oh,
and
wow.
And it features a blend of really these experimental techniques, electronics, and improvisation. So it's very interesting. And on the night of the event, there will actually be a microphone that's set up near the entrance of the gallery. And visitors can come and speak into the microphone or whisper into the microphone.
Wow.
And then what they have said will be implemented live into the actual audio feed that is going on throughout the gallery. So they get to actually become part of the exhibition itself.
Oh, wow. That's a whole new meaning of immersive.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that, though, because it's ever-changing. So you could visit this more than once, and it would be a different experience each time.
Yes, yes. And then and as terms of the live audio component, that is specifically exclusive to the reception event.
Oh, okay.
So we definitely encourage people, if you want to be part of the exhibit,
mm-hmm.
come and engage with the work. November 4th.
That's this coming Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
5 to 7:30.
And is that in the main, that'll be at the main gallery?
Yes. In our Charles W. Lamar studio, it's in the wing of the Anna Lamar Switzer Center for Visual Arts. It's at the Pensacola State College main campus. We are right at the corner of Airport
at
9th Avenue. Yeah, can't miss it.
You can't miss it. Well, I'm very excited about this, as you probably can tell.
Yeah.
So, Deborah, your role as CTE director, explain what CTE is to begin with.
It is Career and Technical Education. And uh-huh. at the college, we work with students who are in AS programs, vocational programs, or college credit certificate programs.
Okay, so now how is this related to what's happening with the Foo Foo Festival? And do the students, are they involved at all? Do they get to volunteer and help? How does all that work?
Well, this is related today to the Suit Up event that we're going to have at JCPenney's from 3 to 6 this Sunday.
Oh, tell me about that. I don't know about that
one. Yes, so it's an event that started years ago. I read this article in the newspaper where UWF was working with JCPenney's for mm-hmm. a Suit Up event for their students. And so I contacted corporate and asked, is this something that PSC could become involved in? And they said yes. So we started it, and we always have a great turnout. It's not just for our students. It's for students, alumni, faculty, and staff.
Okay.
But it is really student-geared because so many of our students, when they're getting into the workforce, they may not have proper attire to wear. But this event allows them to come out and buy things that are 50% off and also receive other discounts as well.
That's fantastic. So they come in and tell me what would be the experience for someone that's coming in to come to this event.
So we have a lot of things that are going on at this event. We have resource tables. So a lot of the TRIO programs at PSC will be there to share their resources for all of our students. We also have models. We have 6 athletes from PSC that every year they model our clothing. And so they'll walk and we'll tell a little bit about them and let them model. And then we also have drawings where students can win gift cards. And also our students in the nursing program and other programs that have to have scrubs, they can go online and buy those scrubs 50% off.
Wow, and that's
huge. And so it's
huge,
just a
right
huge
now,
benefit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so what are the dates and times of that again?
It is Sunday from 3 till 6.
Okay, and this is going to be at JCPenney.
It is on Davis Highway.
On Davis Highway. Okay, that's right near us where our
yes.
studio is located
yes.
right over here. And then if they come into that event, then they have the opportunity to pick out career clothing.
They do.
For when they're getting ready to do those interviews.
Absolutely.
Which is so important.
Yes, and we have staff there. They'll have measuring, little measuring tables if you need to be measured. That JCPenney's can help you measure and get a suit.
And this is free?
It is free.
Wow, okay.
It is free, yes.
Okay, so how did this evolve? Who came up with this idea?
Well, actually, I read it in the paper where UWF was involved with JCPenney's, and I thought this would be a great idea for our students.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, at that time, spoke with Dr. Debbie Duma and our president, Ed Meadows, and asked, could we bring this to the college? They agreed. And so I contacted corporate, and they said, yes, we would love to work with you guys. And so that's how it started.
I love this. I think this is such a great idea because so often the kids coming through or adults,
yes,
you know, I have not maybe been in the job market for a while.
Absolutely.
And things have changed, but I still think that initial first interview for a job, you should look your best.
Absolutely.
I still believe that. Don't walk in jeans.
No, please don't.
I may be old school.
Yes, please don't. And it's just a great event for our students because so many of our students may not know what they need to wear to a job interview.
Yes, I agree.
And so we're there to assist them to make sure they get the proper attire so that they can land the job.
I think that's phenomenal. I really do. I think that is just phenomenal. And so the other question I would have for you, so sounds like you care about your students because you're
Absolutely.
Doing an event like this. So how in other ways do you help the students throughout the year?
Okay, so our office is in charge of a handshake job board where we list all kind of job opportunities, co-ops, internships. We're in charge of job fair and hiring events for the college.
Mm-hmm.
We have a computer lab. We offer scholarships and textbook loans.
Wow.
So just many different services that we offer our students.
That's exciting. So how do I find out about those services? Is there a place to go or where I can find out?
Yes, you can actually find out on our website under CTE. It lists, you know, what you have to do to qualify for our services. You can ask someone on the campus or come to Building 6, Room 641 to the CTE office, and we're happy to assist you.
So is that PensacolaState.edu?
Would it is.
And then
yes.
/CTE?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so smart, so you can
you
tell.
You are.
I'm just kidding. I got it right in front of me. Well, I think that's amazing, Deborah. I really do. And I think this event is coming up, and it's going to be this Tuesday?
Sunday.
I'm sorry, this Sunday.
This
What's
Sunday.
The time again?
3 to 6.
So they just need to go by JCPenney's. 3 to 6. Say you're there for the suit up with Pensacola State College.
Absolutely.
And they'll take care of you.
Yes, we'll be at the front when they walk in. We'll have plenty of people there to help them.
I think it's fantastic. This is Pep Talk with Meg. If you've got a question about these events, what they're doing with CTE at Pensacola State College, what we're doing with the gallery, all you have to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620. I think you two are a little busy. It sounds like
a little bit.
You're making things happen.
Making things happen. So as far as the gallery is concerned with the Foo Foo Festival, as you know, kicking off tonight, so excited. They've already got the Afterburn exhibit up in Intensia downtown, so you get a chance to see that. Yes. And then there'll be events going on, and you can go to the Foo Foo Festival, foofoofest.com, to find out all the events that are going on this week. Because you have Foo Foo Festival grant winners, like the gallery, the Switzer Gallery, but you also have Friends of Foo, and then all the restaurants in town, all the hospitality, everybody is supporting this festival for the next 12 days.
Yes.
So do take advantage of it. But for someone just joining us, let's talk again about the grant that you won at PSC and what's going to be happening there.
Yeah. Oh, so I actually, when you mentioned Friends of Foo, I did want to touch on and say that though we have Wandering Without Purpose in our Charles W. Lamar studio, we actually do have another exhibition that's been ongoing in our Switzer Gallery
that is Friends of Foo.
So that is actually an exhibition called Present Spaces.
Mm-hmm.
It's by an artist named Lindsay Keeling, and she actually was native to the Pensacola area local for quite some time. She just recently relocated to North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
But she has a very interesting background, a combination of business and the arts. But she does work now full time as a practicing artist, and
sells
her wonderful work at festivals. You may have seen her work possibly in I believe the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival.
Mm-hmm.
She participated in
Yeah.
I believe last year or the year prior. But her paintings are beautiful. Mm-hmm. They're very, very abstracted, almost minimalist. But
what medium does she use, watercolor or oil? Do you know?
So she uses acrylic. She does have some mixed media pieces in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go in the gallery, you can actually see her experimentation, her process, her composition studies, her texture studies, and then how they ultimately lead to kind of like her final and current body of work. And it's really interesting. We actually have a video on display too that shows her making in her studio and how that creative process comes down to play. But she recently did a workshop with our students too where they got to hands-on kind of recreate works in her sort of style, and it was really fun for the students.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. So if you could, Chelsea, give us a little overview of what you do out throughout the year, because right now it's busy because of Foo Foo Festival.
Yes.
But you have things going on year round.
Oh, yeah, all the time. So our Switzer Gallery and our Charles Lamar studio, they're always rotating.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have, up to, I would say, probably 3 to 6 to 9 even exhibitions a semester.
Wow.
So it's always,
I get the postcards.
Yeah.
I'm on the list. And how can people get on your mailing list?
So I would think the best way would probably be just to email me.
Okay.
Just because then I can go ahead and add them to that. Or PSC Foundation also has a list that they've created as well. But we also have social media, Instagram and Facebook, where I post a lot of our upcoming events and the calendar dates and information associated with them. But yeah, we've always got a lot going on. Actually, here coming up soon, we're going to have our annual holiday art market.
Talk about that a little bit. Yeah.
So it'll be fun. All the visual arts students and faculty, they have work that is available for purchase for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really neat opportunity for, visitors to come and support the students.
That's exciting, though, because these are our emerging artists. These are the art of the future.
Exactly. And then, coming up in the spring, we've got our annual faculty exhibition, so we can see, what our faculty is currently exploring in their creative endeavors. And then we also have our annual Student Art Awards exhibition.
Very nice.
So,
Very nice. A lot going
on.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So Deborah was here talking a lot about the Suit Up and what she's doing to help our students get involved. Tell me something, Deborah. What would be one of your most memorable success stories working with these students? And have you seen one that got sued up and got the job?
We have seen students that would suit up and get the job, because a lot of times we go to our different campuses to do mock interviews for the students.
Oh, that's a great exercise.
We tell them there what to expect in an interview, how to dress for success. And so many of our students come to this event, get a great outfit, go out and get the job. And there's so many success stories. I don't know if I could name just one, but every day working with the students and just see them when they first come in and start.
Uh-huh.
And then when they finally get their degree and walk.
Wow.
You know, it's just because it's not always students coming out of high school. We have so many non-traditional students, older students,
mm-hmm.
you know, that have been in the workforce and maybe they lost their job and now they're 60 years old and need to come back to college. And so we're hands-on in helping those students and giving them the resources they need to be successful at PSC.
That's exciting. That's so, I mean, that's just really wonderful.
Yeah.
So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
You make a difference in so many lives and so many ages.
Absolutely.
It's not just youngsters.
No, not at all.
and I suspect a lot of folks that the retirement age, a lot of people aren't retiring at 60s.
No.
I mean,
no,
they want to stay working and be helpful and vibrant. And so
Absolutely.
This is a great opportunity to do that.
Yes.
So that's great. So the event Sunday, the suit up, is
yes,
going to be
ma'am.
This Sunday at what time again?
3 to 6.
At JCPenney's.
JCPenney's.
They don't let people suit up like me that just need a little wardrobe upgrade, do they?
We'll let you. Just come on out.
I'm just
we'll
kidding.
Let you.
I'm just kidding. Okay. That, thank you so much for doing this because I think it makes a huge difference in people's lives. And then that helps our community as a whole.
Absolutely.
And get more people in our workforce.
Yes.
And then Chelsea Weaver, I've got a confession. Chelsea and I were in our leadership class together.
Yes.
The greatest class ever with
yes.
Pensacola Chamber. So we were giggling because we always have this thing about our class members when we're out and about together. We say our class members are out in the wild.
Yeah.
So we'll do our picture of Chelsea and Meg in the wild at the
yeah.
News Radio studio today. So that's exciting. So let's review one more time in case somebody just joined us because the FooFoo Festival kicks off today.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to find out about those activities, you can go to FooFooFest.com. And then with the Pensacola State College, tell us again about the exhibition, the events that's happening, the reception and everything.
Yes, yes. So Wandering Without Purpose features a collaboration between an artist couple, a visual artist, Borrelio Penizic, and a musical composer, Victoria Jordanova. They're internationally known artists with an extensive career in the arts. And it's a combination of visual and performing arts in a single exhibition. It's an immersive experience where the viewers can really kind of engage with the works and have their own resonation with the works and really kind of add to the experience in a unique way by partaking in the interactive component that's exclusive to the exhibition event. So on the night of the exhibition event, it will be November 4th, 5 to 7:30 at the Pensacola State College main campus in the Anna Lamar Switzer Center for Visual Arts. We're building 15 on the main campus.
You can't miss it. It's right at the corner.
Yeah, right at
Airport
the corner.
And 9th.
Right at the corner. But it's an immersive exhibition. It's combining paintings, videos, music, sound. And on the night of the event, our artists will be present doing a talk. It is free and open to the public. And again, we really encourage you to come by and participate in the interactive component where guests can come and speak into a microphone and then it's recorded live and implemented into the audio soundtrack that's within the gallery. So
that's
really
the
coolest unique experience.
Thing. Yeah, very cool. And that's an exhibition that's, you know, obviously is here because of the generosity of the FooFoo Festival grant.
Yes,
so
yes.
Very
absolutely.
Thankful for that. And but the cool thing is it is going on beyond the dates of the FooFoo Festival, correct?
Yes. Yes.
So if for some reason you're out of town, you can't make it.
Yes, it will be up through December 5th.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And the name of the exhibit is Wandering Without Purpose.
Yes.
I love that. Because that's kind of the experience you're having. If you can put all your troubles outside the door and just open your mind and have this visual and an audio experience.
Yeah. It's about being in the moment. And it's very introspective, very ambiguous.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Very artsy.
Yes.
So as a gallery director, what is your favorite thing about your job, Chelsea?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I will say that one of the things that I'm always trying to keep in mind is who are artists that I can bring in that will inspire the students, you know, because a lot of our programming is centered around the student learning and enriching and really kind of touching on and supporting on what they're learning in the classroom. And so, you know, I'll try to bring in artists that are experimenting with media in a new way or, you know, just bring bringing new ideas that maybe they hadn't seen before.
Well, I love it. Chelsea Weaver, thank you so much for coming in. Deborah Hooks, thank you for coming
thank
in this
you.
Morning.
Thank you so
from
much.
From Pensacola State College. You can go to PensacolaState.edu/CTE to find out more about the Suit Up event on Sunday. And then you can check out the Anna Lamar Switzer Gallery for the Wandering Without Purpose exhibition for the Foo Foo Fest. Thank you both for coming in. Remember, be kind to yourself, gentle with others, and love now.